Tell me about your background.
Well, I'm one of three children. My father worked with a company called Union Castle Line, which used to run big liners down to South Africa from Portsmouth, the mail boats, later became British and Commonwealth, and he ended up as the head of the managerial department there. My mother was a history teacher, but also very athletic, so she was she used to be a good sports person as well. In fact, my mother really was a polymath. She could write poetry, she could knit us pullovers, she could sew curtains, she could play the piano, she could play tennis, and so on. There was nothing that my mother really couldn't do. I have an elder brother who was a scientist, and who in fact altered really a lot of my outlook on life, because he always had projects on which were scientific, electrical, chemical, and so on. And my younger brother, also a scientist and now a professor of theoretical chemistry down in Plymouth, really added to the sort of the three of us. My father was not scientific at all, and this affected our upbringing in a very particular way, in that there were always amazing explosives and things going on which my father never quite understood what we were doing, but we used to ask him to get vast quantities of chemicals and so on in, which he did with alacrity on the basis that it was part of our education. So there were very strange things that happened at home, and I suppose that certainly my younger brother became pretty expert in constructing explosives. We built all sorts of strange electrical devices. We had, at one stage, we had one of the very first parabolic reflectors mounted on the greenhouse, which was monitoring the conversations of the neighbours and so on. And so always there was some amazing project that was underway at home, from building things underground or putting on plays or whatever. My mother, being a polymath, was clearly aware of a lot of these things, but we had essentially a very liberal education. Having said that, we never stepped out of line, and I think as a family, you know, the boys could always be relied on to behave on any public occasion. And I never remember any discipline, nor do I remember any suggestion that we would be undisciplined. So very, very grateful to my parents for the way that we were brought up. I made a decision to become a doctor when I was about 9 or 10. I remember it very clearly. I announced to my parents that that's what I wanted to do, and they were amused at this statement, not because they thought that I was academically unable to do that, but that the problem was that every time anybody mentioned the word blood or anything like it, then I would faint. And that continued throughout my teenage years, and so I used to faint in church when there were hymns about you know, his dying crimson would just knock me down, and I'd collapse between the pews if I thought about these things. That actually carried on, interestingly, into my medical training, but I'll tell you a bit later about how I finally stopped fainting.